Wish I would have had that recorded. That would have been great.
What? I sent it at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, to me, I sound louder, so I pull it down lower. So you know then what I noticed, I record lower. Though?
That my voice has been getting deeper.
Good job going through puberty.
That's what I thought, too.
My name is Bonnie Frankel. I'm the author of Bonnie's Theory, Finding the Right Exercise, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library. I wanna change the world. I wanna find my pearl. I wanna be the one who in the end is a pretty girl. Don't wanna be outer. I wanna be second to none. I wanna be the hero, not a zero to anyone. But I'm subtraction by addition. I'm a pretty bad magician. I haven't figured out my mission. Just another boy with blind ambition. I wanna take the throne and hide the microphone. I wanna see the greatest record.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And today we are going to be looking at more Yu-Gi-Oh stuff.
If Logan can get the box open.
Yes. Logan here bought him a box that is called the Yu-Gi-Oh Cube. They was, I believe, the stores have them for a retail price of $14.99 if you're interested in them.
That's actually not so bad.
Nope.
I can find them at Target generally, sometimes Walmart, but more often Target.
I mean, 14 at Target, I believe, and Walmart, I believe they're like close to $20.
Huh. What else in there, real fast?
There's two rare cards. You can generally see one of them. Two Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card packs, a deck, and 40 sleeves. This one has five-headed dragon for the rare card, which is pretty awesome. It's from the arc where they went into a computer game and Mokuba got kidnapped.
Okay.
And there was a female Mokuba too, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Do we need to pause this so I can help you open that?
I think I have almost got it. Yep, I got it.
All right. Yay!
The packs in there are Destiny Soldiers and Raging Tempest.
And the box that it comes in is a clear acrylic case to store trading cards in. So you also get that as well.
I'm sure. Oh, and here's the second rare card that comes with.
He dropped one.
It looks like
Guardian Itos.
I was going to say, it looks like one of the Guardian Angel cards.
Guardian Angel?
Yeah.
Don't quite recognize that, but oh well.
Guardian Angel card?
Yeah. Guardian Itos is its name.
Okay. Pass them around here. We got
it's a tribalish Native American gal with a Edgerson. Did she have wings? I can't remember.
She had wings, I believe. I just handed them to Jonathan.
Yep. And apparently the deck is YS-17, and it's a recent one too. Nice.
Okay.
Because if I remember correctly, the first two of these I bought both had SD2.
Okay. And you got several sleeves there that just have Yu-Gi-Oh on the front.
Yu-Gi-Oh, Joey, and Kaiba.
Okay. The gang. Yeah, the main three characters.
Yeah.
In a sense, basically.
The main three duelists.
The effect on that card isn't too bad.
Shall I open Raging Tempest, Destiny Soldiers, or the...
Well, we're not sure where these two came from, though, are we?
Well, the Five-Headed Dragon came from the Legendary Collection 3, and... Hold on, let me see the Guardian of Elves real quick.
Okay.
This one did, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're both, I guess, what you say, they were rare, super rare...
At least rare, I think it is, right?
Remember.
Yeah, talking to the mic, sorry.
Thank you!
Nobody had to tell him this time.
So, which of the three should be open first?
Whichever one you want. It's your game.
The deck's going to take a little time. We're not going to get into it, so let's...
Just.
Or do you want to save the surprise for the packs, see if you get anything cool? Because one of the packs is basically just all rares and super rares.
Destiny Soldiers, just super rares and a secret rare.
Okay, so start with one pack over there, then we'll just go down the line, the deck, and then the last
pack. So Raging Tempest is the first one. 9 cards per pack in this one.
And just to give some info on Raging Tempest, the breakdown, it's a 5-card pack.
Nine.
Oh, this one says 5. That one has 9 on the front, though?
Yeah.
Okay. It says that the set contains 80 cards, or you can get 103 cards in the master set. There is one holographic rare, also available as an ultra rare, secret rare, or an ultimate rare.
That's a lot of rarities for one card.
True. There's 6 ultimate rares, 16 secret rares, 6 ultra rares, 10 super rares, 18 rares, and 46 commons. Oh, here you go. Yeah, there's another. Evidently, in the OCG, there are 5 cards per pack. In the TCG, what's the difference? They're kind
OCG of the same. OCG is the Japanese version.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, original card game.
Okay, gotcha. So
at least I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for.
Thank you. So actually, within this one, there's 100 cards in the set then.
And I'll be honest with you, different. I absolutely love the smell of new cards. Like, it's just... Yeah. The newness of it's like getting a new car.
True. Well, to give
it's only one letter away.
Since I was confused, to give the breakdown of the North American version, there's 8 secret rares, 10 ultra rares, 14 super rares, 20 rares, and 48 commons. So a little bit way different than from what came out in Japan.
Yep.
Japan gets the cool stuff. Of course, I guess if it's coming for out there, that makes sense. Yeah. But what'd you get, dude?
Rank Up Magic Cipher Ascension.
You say rain cap like it's raining?
Rank up magic, as in increase the rank of something.
Okay.
Cipher Ascension.
Oh, rank up. I heard. I thought he said rain cup.
Nah, it's XYZ type, XYZ type.
Oh, XYZ type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically for the cipher one. It's a little ball of light with 6 bluish wing things coming from it.
An old spell card, by golly.
Yep. Then there's a synth amplifier. I'm pretty sure we had one similar to this.
Went back to the 80s for that one.
Yep.
Look at that, your synthesizer. It's
the musical warrior type things.
Knew it.
In front of the speakers.
Yep, the speakers.
And the musical warriors, as in, there is literally a microphone person.
It's actually the instruments are the warriors in the microphone. Yeah. Yep, that's kind of cool looking. I like that. I can dig that. But another spell card, so cool.
I'm pretty sure we got that one in the... Mega Collection Pack tin thing? Possible. Mega Collection Tin Pack? Possible. Something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Collection
and
Tin
Mega Pack. The little instruments have like little legs and...
Yeah. Anthropomorphized instruments.
Sorry, say that again.
Anthropomorphized instruments. Next one is Void Feast, which has... It looks like fire, metal, and a bit of lightning. Not sure, but there's some creatures on there.
Well, apparently usually with a Yu-Gi-Oh card, involving the
Infernoid and Void. Yeah, apparently it involves the Infernoid and Void sets, archetypes, whatever.
Cool. Yeah, it's like it's a fire demon almost.
Yeah, but...
When you look at it. But yeah, there's separate things breaking up, looks like.
Yeah. Now there's Super Quantal Alphan Strike, which has... I'd almost describe this as the green, blue, and red Mecha Rangers.
Mecha Rangers.
Throwing a little mecha bunny in a orb.
Volleyball orb. I want a mecha bunny.
And it's in a volleyball orb, a transparent orange volleyball.
You said the red, Mecha Rangers. I'm curious.
Yeah, the red Mecha Ranger is a lion. The blue has. It's either a sea creature type or a bird. The 3 red things make me think bird, but.
Okay.
The blue generally makes me think sea creature.
True. Blue water.
And the green guys way back in the background might be a. Dragon or type?
Not
sure.
It's not Tommy, is it? No. Well, they got claws on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of...
You can see why I thought Mecha Ranger.
Yep.
As in a ranger literally wearing his Zord as armor.
Yeah, you can see that. I can see that there. Kind of like a bio suit or a mecha suit.
Yeah.
That's exosuit. Excuse me, exosuit. That's what I meant.
Spiritual Beast Tamer Winda, which is a green-haired gal with a weird little feathery-eared thing in her belt and stuff that looks like it probably has a dragon on it, but the top's cut off, so who knows. This one's rare, or super rare, whichever.
Oh, I like her. I like the characters drawn in the anime style. That's just cool. Mm-hmm. And it's not cartoony. It's the anime. Well, I guess it's cartoony because it's anime, but you know what I mean. It's not chibi or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual person. It's not a little kid.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Psychic.
Sub-Terror
King. Don't tell her a lie. She'll know it. Or she'll beat you up without touching you.
Subterror Cave Clash, which has a red-haired giant swordsman. What looks like a big shield gardener, except for he has a white and red hair and horns. And a blue-haired archer going up against a giant
Elf? Oh.
Golden type.
I was close.
The archer is more elf type than...
Okay. Oh, that's a shiny one. That's cool. Yep. I like that one. The other one just has shiny letters. This one's got a shiny picture.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, it's got the beast face up in the, what is that, be the right-hand corner of the picture? So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's hiding behind his
yeah.
big old shield that covers, what, yeah. four people? Look how build that big that shield is.
Why I compared him to Big Shield Gardner. Except more so and kind of beast type. And then there's Zodiac Ram Ram, which is a guy with ram horns. Well, a kid with ram horns wielding a... Well, it's a giant shield with a design kind of like a ram on it. And I'm not sure if it's meant to be one of the pop-out shields or not, going by what's attaching it to his wrist. But yeah, Zodiac Ram Ram.
Well, last time I asked, didn't you mean Zodiac? And I got corrected real fast.
Nope. No, Zodiac. Zodiac.
So yeah, so I knew what he was talking about this time, guys.
Mm-hmm. Which one was the one from earlier?
Oh, dude, that's been too long ago. That's been over a week ago, so that's out of my head. And I just remember that I got it wrong.
I actually think that's just pretty cool that they have Zodiac cards like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zodiac. But it's based I'm pretty sure off they the have Zodiac. Other
Zodiac ones. I'm pretty sure they have other Zodiac cards, so
that's what I'm saying. I think that's actually pretty cool that they have cards like mm-hmm. this.
Yeah, then there's Ritual Beast Return. Oh, this one's another one I know we've had before.
Okay.
It has, I'm pretty sure that, was it Spirit Tamer her Winda? Or, hey, you're the one holding the cards. What was the gal's name earlier? Winda, I think.
Oh, yeah. Spiritual Beast Tamer Winda.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's one of the creatures in the background of this card.
Okay.
There's also a few other that looks like they're from her tribe. A little green bird thing, a red-haired swordsman, and looks kind of like Dark Sage.
What does it say on the effect? Because it could be a card to be banish used with
one,
that card.
Banish one ritual beast monster from your hand. Target a ritual beast monster of yours that's banished or in your grave card and special summon it.
Oh, never mind then.
Actually, I think it might be connected, just not directly.
Okey-dokey.
Because I'm pretty sure the spiritual beasts are rituals.
So. Yeah, it kind of looks like her way back there. That's true. Yeah. You can see there. It looks like her way back in the background. He's really, really tiny, but it does kind of look like her.
There's also Super Soldier Synthesis, which is a Black Luster Soldier type. It's basically got a very, very kid Black Luster Soldier.
I don't know. I don't have magnifying glass.
In the reaches of space with a black hole in his hands.
Okey-dokey.
Very kid Black Luster Soldier.
Kind of small. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's like it's a Black Luster kid.
It could be the son of the Black Luster Soldier.
Yeah. It looks like a kid, though. That's true. Now, I think with the deck, I think we'll just kind of flip through and just key on the more interesting cards.
The first one of all is Link Slayer, which is...
Hold on. Especially. Before you start in, tell us what the deck is first.
Yeah, the YS-17 deck, so...
So what's YS-17? That don't tell me nothing.
We have to actually look up. Hold on.
Oh! I don't want to look up!
Well...
Google's your friend.
Yeah.
While he's doing that.
Yeah.
On this last card with the Black Luster Soldier.
Yeah.
I was reading the effects on it, and it says that the card can be ritual summon, or this card can be used to ritual summon the Black Luster Soldier from your hand or graveyard. So that's why that looks like the kid.
He's been dead, maybe. I don't
yeah,
because it's spirit kid, Black Luster Soldier. Yeah,
yeah.
So what'd you find?
Apparently, this starter deck is Link Strike. So it's one from the most recent Yu-Gi-Oh called Vrains.
Okay.
Which easily visible because the first one is called Link Slayer, which is a guy in a golden mecha jaguar or saber-tooth tiger.
Is another series coming out already?
Vrains? Yeah, it's been out.
Has it?
I'm not sure if it's been out in the States, but it's been out.
Okay, because right now they're just on Arc 5.
Arc V?
Or Arc V, whatever. Well,
maybe Arc 5, because it does involve the 5, or was it 4?
Yeah, it could be a V or a Roman numeral 5.
Either or.
Debatable. It could go either way.
Yeah.
Arc V sounds cooler, though, to me.
I think when I watch it on Hulu, I think they say Arc 5.
I think
I've never actually heard it said in any anime. I've read at least part of the manga. But yeah, the first few volumes. But yep. Yeah,
we have it here in the library, the first few.
And he has glowy green claws. So this is another Mecha Ranger, except for a Link Slayer instead of a super quantum whatever.
I like that one. Yeah. That's cool. That looks like a superhero type deal. That's my stuff right there.
Decode Talker, which is really shiny and a Link monster. Also has blue armor with purple orbs and a purple themed digital grid body.
Okie doke.
And a holographic sword.
You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Blackluster Soldier and that one hero card that Jaden had, the golden one.
Huh.
I can't think of what its name was.
You think that looks like Blackluster? This one looks that good even more.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking Dark Paladin, actually, but yeah. I think that might have been.
Mm-hmm. Got the colorations.
Yeah.
Then there's Ram Clouder, which is...
How do you ram a cloud?
Green...
You'd go through a cloud. No.
It has the white hair, but it also has green as a subcolor ram with black as on its horns and feet. Also, a bit of a digital tail, an electric tail.
Actually, for me, this looks like a Buster Blader.
Huh. I don't know them all.
Yeah.
Are these all shiny?
The first couple.
Oh, cool. Of course, this is a full set, though, right? A full whatever. Decks are sets.
Full deck. Mm-hmm.
I like those. That way you don't have to go hunting for everything.
Yep. And here's Honeybot, which is a white-haired metal robotic bee girl.
Bees.
It's an Eevee evolution.
It's a what?
An Eevee evolution.
Eevee evolution. Okay.
More of Mareep's line.
You think so?
Okay. Yeah.
Either that or what's its name? Go-Go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I like this until you got to her back. Then it has the actually like a bee's backside.
Yeah.
Bee sting. Otherwise, she looks like a regular person.
Yep. Well,
see, I don't know anything about the cyber monsters yet.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you anything about that.
It's virtual reality version. Link Spider is the next one, and it's a dark mechanical spider type thing with blue highlights. And that's about it. Also a shiny Link monster, but that looks to be the last of the shinies in this set.
That kind of reminds me of what's on Ghost in the Shell, the mobile tank.
Kind
of. To a degree.
Yeah, if you took the big part and shrunk it down a lot, but yeah, kind of. A Bitron, which is a little orb fairy thing. That's
apparently this one is cool.
Found in the Cyber Addict universe.
It's a big spider.
Yeah. Draconet, which is...
However you pronounce it.
Have you noticed on these the Link cards, it doesn't have defense points. It just has a Link point, and then it has an attack point.
It cannot be forced into defense position.
It cannot. So it has to stay in attack position. So when you play it, it absolutely has to stay in attack position. It can't go to defense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
They're aggressive.
Yeah. Very, very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd like these cards.
They also limit your extra deck exponentially. So have fun playing without them if you get into the newest type. Draconet is... Yeah, I'm not sure how to describe that. You try. It's got...
To me, it kind of looks like a whitish bird. This is all computer-based stuff.
Yeah.
I would pronounce it Draconet. Draconet.
If it had a C in there, I would have thought it was Draconect, but that's why I was spelling it.
Well, you could say Drag Connect because the computer aspect connecting.
Yeah.
So if it had a C there, I would know. I would say it as Dracone and then Net because you have the network, or so Draconet. So it could go either way. I'm not sure either. What's some of the more powerful ones? Because we're going to have to get to your last batch. So.
There's a Beast King Barbaros in here.
A barber? Barbaros?
It's a. Got the body of a manticore, and then sprouting from the neck of that, a body of a man, and sprouting from the neck of that, a kind of monkeyish head.
Okay.
I guess we're going to have to see this for ourselves.
So a lot of heads on this body. A
very golden little necklace thing.
Mm-hmm. Where are you getting monkey at? I see a tiger.
Well,
or lion.
Monkey, lion, something like that.
I say it's a lion. And a body of a panther, almost. The body of a panther, all four legs. Then you got the upper torso of a man, and then his face that kind of has a cat-like features to it with long blonde mane and with the gold stuff around it. I would say panther and lion mix.
This one's got a Kuri Bandit, which is a new of the Kuribo side.
Oh.
Actually doesn't.
I was thinking curry as in the dish curry, and I was like, this guy likes curry a lot. He's like a
Kuribo, Kuri Volt, Wean Kuribo, Kuri Bandit. And this one, instead of stopping damage from getting through, you can search the top five cards of your deck for one spell trap card and the rest of the graveyard.
Okay.
Marshmallows in here. The little pink
marshmallow.
Yeah. With an upside down smile. Well, its face is upside down compared to its body on the card, basically. Invulnerable by normal attacks. So basically a shield.
What was the ones from Doctor Who?
Oh.
The fat
things.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cute.
The Curry Bandit?
Yeah.
It's got three things that would act more like Kuribo does. Battle Fader.
Well, are we
Nah, I'm talking about the original Kuribo on this. Battle Fader, Swift Scarecrow, and Effect Veiler, which all stop your opponent's attacks from getting through, basically.
Okay.
Battle Fader has a pendulum with a bell-type thing going on and a demon face in the middle.
Okay.
Swift Scarecrow is a metal scarecrow with shades and twigs.
Don't wear your sunglasses at night, though. Or no, you're supposed to, though.
Now, what I've noticed on these cards is that they've started to abbreviate some things.
Yeah, like graveyard.
Like graveyard. It's GY now. Instead of actually writing out the whole graveyard, they have GY there. Okay. I'm just like, oh, okay.
And Effect Veiler is a blue-haired anime boy with kind of wings that are transparent.
Okay. Yeah, he's kind of wimpy looking.
Yeah. Signet Universe seems to be a new spell card.
I like the Swift Scarecrow. That's kind of cool.
Which boosts your link monsters by 300 attack and lets you target a great monster in the graveyard and shuffle it into the deck once per turn. Nice.
Okay. So I just look at the pictures, folks, all the effects and all this stuff. That's Logan and Jonathan's arena. Okay. Anything cool there before we go on to the last pack?
Not seeing anything else that's not just spell and traps that have existed before.
Okay. Yeah, Cyberse. Mainly with these decks, with these starter decks, they have some normal cards.
That new stuff, and then some stuff that support the new stuff.
A lot of the times they have like Premature Burial and
Mystic Space Typhoon.
Because everybody thinks you're dead. That's really good when everybody thinks you're dead. Premature Burial. There you go. I think you have that card, don't you? It's familiar.
Yeah, but I don't have it from this set. So.
The other thing, what I was going to say, the same images, but it's in a different set. So technically,
there's also a Shonen Jump version of that Beast King Barbaros.
That's probably where I was remembering it from, was the Shonen Jump version. That's it. You're right.
And now for Destiny Soldiers, the one made up entirely of shinies.
Yes.
And I have a funny feeling the whole time your dad's going to go, ooh, shiny. Yeah. Ooh, shiny.
The packs are 5 cards per pack, 4 super rares, 1 secret rare, and it's a 60-card set, 20 secret rares in all, 40 super rares in all. So we'll see what 5 Logan gets here.
Yep. First one is Dark Eruption, which has a dark explosion on a gravestone with the Skull Lords?
Okay.
It's not Skull Servant, but the much upgraded version of that. That gets the 1,000 boost per thing. Okay. It's a spell card that goes with them, it seems.
That's kind of cool. Oh, it's shiny.
Abyss Actor, Sassy Rookie.
Oh, I'm sassy.
Which is a guy in overalls with an eye in his knee, an eye in his hand, a bluish-purple afro covering one of his two normal eyes if he has that one.
Whoa.
Bluish afro.
Yeah, bluish-purple afro.
And he's sassy.
Antennas. And he's sassy, okay. Antennas, 3 of them coming out of the afro. All
right, I need you to see this.
I'm glad it's out of the afro and not somewhere else. Oh, my gosh. This is a weird-looking dude, but okay. Yeah, that's something different.
Dark Lord Zerato, which is a big guy with horns, a set of cape wings, like I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Cape wings, okay.
Yeah.
different. I have to look at that one.
It's the wings, but they're shaped around his neck like they're a cape. And a very wicked-looking sword. Very high.
Oh, I like wicked-looking swords. Oh, okay. Guess I should not splatter. How, what's the difference between a secret rare and a super rare?
Don't know.
I'm pretty sure the secret rares are the ones with the little, I think you call them striations one time, the diagonal lines, okay. And the lettering is also shiny. I don't know
if you've come across a different looking card yet or not.
This is cool.
There's
he actually kind of looks like one of the gargoyles off the Disney Gargoyles series.
Yeah, to a degree, I can see that, yeah. I got you there.
Dark Lord Marie, which is not the best in... And not the best in attack what? And defense, 1712 for a 5-star, which is fairly weak.
Huh, okay.
But its effect is, you know, as long as it's in the graveyard, 200 life points are gifted to you during your standby phases.
I wouldn't really classify this a fairy card. And it says fairy on there. I would be like more dark beast. Yeah. What is it? Beast warrior?
Fiend?
Fiend? I wouldn't really call it a fairy. Yeah.
Fairies can be very scary.
True.
Now this Dark Lord, I would call a fairy.
That's a fiend.
Yeah. Dark That's Lord what Marine I'm saying. Is basically a...
This I would call...
Just because it looks like a young lady?
They have another one. They have a different Marie card, too. Huh.
Kind of like the Maron dogs?
Yeah.
The skeleton one and the...
This one is one of the newer versions of the
Marie cards. No, that type's been out for a while, at least since GX.
Is it?
Yeah, because I have one in the Spirit Caller game in my deck.
Okay.
And Destiny Hero Decider, which is the secret rare of the pack.
Okay, what's different about it, first off?
It's got the lettering shiny, it's got the picture shiny, and the picture's got the...
The striations or scratchy type of effect on the card. Okay, so that kind of helps.
And this guy's a fish guy in a suit. Yeah, that about explains it.
That about explains it, huh? A fish in a suit.
Oh, well, suit's more a battle suit than a
hacker. Yeah, it is. Kind of think of a this world's version of an Atlantean, maybe?
Yeah.
Atlantean warrior?
I could see that.
That's a cool card. I like the striations. I like the striations in the card. I like that in the background. So that lets me know that those are secret rares?
Yeah.
I have several of these.
Okay.
Oh, secret rares or the Destiny here?
No, the secret rares.
Nice.
Cool. I didn't even know they were secret rares until now.
And it's not just the shiny lettering and shiny face. It's also
the striations. Yeah.
Nice.
Which I like that in the background. But this is a whole set of shinies.
He actually looks like a luchador, one of the Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah,
you can kind of see it.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you have the clear case, which can be used to hold your cards. And then you have, 40 card sleeves? Is that what it was?
Yep, 40 sleeves.
So, and I don't know how big this deck is, to be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't say on the last, because the...
A lot of the times it's a 40, it's a 40 card deck.
But you got 5 cards in one, which were super or secret rare, so that's kind of cool. You
43
got
9 cards.
Okay, 43 cards.
Because the link cards go in the extra deck.
So we have 9 cards. That's 40. Well, let's say 49, 50, 51, 52. Then 5 more cards on top of that is...
It's 59.
So that's... Plus you get the sleeves, which aren't...
Where's the other 11 cards?
They're right here.
Oh.
Plus the 2 cards that were in there as well. So there's 2 more cards there. So that's...
No, I included that in
okay.
My...
You did that. Okay. Yeah. So for $15 and some tax,
pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Because usually a deck will cost around...
$20.
Yeah. Coming out. Then when they go on sale, they come
down. Then when they go on sale, they're usually about $10.
So that's not too bad. 2 packs are usually... Or excuse me, 1 pack is usually around 5.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad of a deal that you got there. So cool.
2 packs bought and paid for, and then about $5 for a deck and 2 rares and a bit extra.
So that's cool. So that's... Yeah. Of course, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is done by Konami. So, or Konami. I guess I should pronounce it. I can believe that's pronounced right. I'm not positive. So that's kind of cool. This is, like I said, this is one where... Logan went out and bought this himself. It was not, you know, given to him to review. Maybe we'll get some more of those a little bit later on. But right now, we're just having fun with some of the things he picks up at the stores, too. And I as well. Now he's trying to get them all back into his box. That's what all the noise is about.
Sorry.
Is it going to fit that way?
I think so.
He's going to make a fit, folks.
Yep.
He just stuffed it in there.
Yep. He didn't bend the cards. Those were the card sleeves that he was stuffing in.
Yep.
They're still fairly flat. but that's pretty much it for this go-around. Like I said, since he had a deck, it took a little bit longer to go through, and we skipped a lot of those cards, folks. Mm-hmm. The decks might have to, you know, if we do get decks to review from a company, we'll look through those. But that'll probably be how we'll do them, just kind of highlight the more unique cards and neat-looking cards with the decks, because it would take a lot longer. But again, this is just one of the deals we're doing. We're just having fun with this, with the gameplays. A lot of it is going to be the card pack openings, because you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the fun things about it. So we hope everybody out there's enjoyed listening to us tonight. Mm-hmm. We've had fun looking at the Yu-Gi-Oh cards that Logan's gotten. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Everyone, put your hands together, and I'll mark us with a special sign.
What gives, Taya?
It's a symbol of our friendship. So when Yugi's dueling, no matter how tough it gets, he'll know that he's not alone.
Think of us, and we'll be there.
In your heart, for
sometimes when you're unsure, sometimes when you're afraid,
at times it's hard to live with the choices you have made.
Turn around and we'll be there,
always by your side.
Time to stand the test. I know you'll shine above the rest when you try and find your way. We'll be there.
Listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.